This is a good opportunity to acknowledge an important day last week, the National Day of Prayer. A proclamation of this day was made by President Bush with the following introduction. Since our nation's earliest days, prayer has given strength and comfort to Americans of all faiths. Our founding fathers relied on their faith to guide them as they built our democracy. Today we continue to be inspired by God's blessings, mercy, and boundless love. As we observe this National Day of Prayer, we humbly acknowledge our reliance on the Almighty, express our gratitude for His blessings, and seek His guidance in our daily lives. We learn from the story of the righteous Eliezer, who journeyed to find the chosen wife for Isaac, that before he undertook any effort at the place he was sent, he turned to God with a prayer for success. But one doesn't have to limit his prayers to the times when he realizes he has a need. He can also thank God, praise God, repent, and think about God a few times or many times during the day. That is why it's good to have a proper book of Psalms on hand to read from, making sure your translation is from an observant Jewish publishing company. The following is a translation from the responsa of the great Rabbi Moshe Feinstein of blessed memory concerning the matter of prayer and the Noahide. When a Noahide prays, he certainly obtains reward, as we learn from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 56. My abode shall be declared a house of prayer unto all the nations of the world. Even though they are not commanded to engage in prayer, it is evident that a Noahide does fulfill a commandment when he prays. When a Noahide is pressed by personal emergency, he is definitely expected to pray to God. Such prayer demonstrates a basic belief in God, exhibiting trust that He alone gives sustenance, that He alone heals. One who does not pray to God in time of dire need demonstrates that he does not believe in Him, but in other forces. Since prayer is a bond between the physical being and a personal God, one must use physicality to create this bond, which means verbal prayer. The Noahide's prayer should not consist solely of supplications, but should also include praises to God. The act and experience of praying to God, and it should be obvious that it is forbidden to pray to any being other than God, has limitless levels. Whether one supplicates to God for his needs and wants, or for help in times of danger or stress, or engages in deep meditational prayer in order to elevate oneself spiritually, prayer is always a mystical experience, a communion with the infinite creator of one's soul. And King David wrote in Psalm 117, "Praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all the peoples." This verse from Psalms refers specifically to the prayers of the children of Noah. For Hasidic insights on prayer, Psalms for specific needs, and translations of Hebrew prayers, please see www.asknoah.org. And perhaps the most important prayer for all people is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."